Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, be careful when you go to the Ritz and Raft Mountain. I might get caught in an avalanche of darkness. Oh, man, here. The following program is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Well, hello and welcome to the podcast, episode 45. Everybody's getting lit up in here tonight. I'm your host, Nick Furious, and I got Beats Pena on the house. What up, brother?
What up, Nick? What up, Albuquerque and everybody abroad?
Because we're everywhere.
Around the world.
Hey, speaking of abroad, I studied abroad or two once when I was in Costa Rica. We have Elena Roche, the proprietor of Counting Sheep Massage, as well as... if you like crochet, she's Crochet Roche, and she'll crochet her way into your heart today and tomorrow and maybe next week, too. Something like that. So what's up, Elena?
Just chilling. I'm actually working on a couple of books as well. Hopefully get these children's books published soon. So lots going on right now. But yeah, if you need a massage, a healer, some crochet from assless chaps to bikini tops to gloves, purses, anything you want.
It is the 8th of May, 2013, and of course you're listening to Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction program with Nick Furious and friends. We come to you live or semi-live, pre-recorded, but it's recorded live. I myself am the engineer, producer of the show, so I put it together. Then I bring in these wonderful people and we make the magic happen. Every Wednesday, 10 p.m. Mountain Time, right here at ripsandraps.podomatic.com. Tell a friend or two. In addition, you can catch us at blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. I want to send a shout out to one of our sister shows, the Occupy Underground Radio Show, which is on Thursday night, 10 to midnight, on blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. So big ups. In addition, you want to send me an email, tell me what you want to get on the show, you want to do a radio drop, you want to have some kind of involvement, you're a producer, you want to give me some beats to showcase, hit me up at ripsandrapsshow@gmail.com. That's ripsandrapsshow@gmail.com. So we got Beats in the house. He raps, he beatboxes, he gets crazy with some crazy mouth techniques. He's going to get down tonight with us, so it's going to be great.
Magic does happen here. Last time I was here with Loki and Adam Ortiz, that was fun.
Do you remember? That was a great... Those were two episodes, actually. We had Adam Ortiz from Sense and Change, as well as my boy Loki, who was, my partner in the podcast until recently. I'm flying solo now. They call me Amelia Bearheart. No, they don't call me that at all. That'd be weird. Elena, what do you think of the show now versus before? Is it still as witty? I know we missed Loki a little bit, but I think we're holding on pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty smuck and fart. You guys always put it down. You always have new people coming through.
Great people.
Yeah, very talented people. It's fun. It's fresh. We do miss Loki. We love him. Hopefully he'll come and do a couple more shows with us and just hang out. But right now, yeah, I think it's great. Everyone's sounding good. And I love meeting new people and expanding friendships. So I'm loving it.
The highlight of our day was getting our air conditioner turned on or a swamp.
Not of my day, because I like it hot.
I like it when our house is cool. Yes, I like it cool because I'm so hot-headed. But, regardless, the show pushes on. Next week, we're going to have some amazing guests. I have, and I'll tell you about it later, but I have some folks calling in. Tonight, actually, we're going to have my friend, hopefully, CT calling in, Corey James Taylor, calling in from Flint, Michigan. But next weekend, we're going to have some guests, some artists from Lynchburg, Virginia. In addition, I'm hoping to have some other stuff lined up. Our good friend Stephanie Galloway, artist, she does Free Art Fridays. and I'll let her tell you more about what that is and what it means, because to be honest with you, I want to find out more. My good friend Dominic Natty is going to send me DJ Big Stu a phone call from that guy next week, and DJ Big Stu is an urban filmmaker, just announced he's releasing his latest film, East Side Story. The film's going to be released in April, but the mixtape has been officially released already. The mixtape's hosted by DJ Big Stu, as a matter of fact. It's got Mo Money, Kid Named Breezy, Pusha T, all sorts of fun stuff that's a little more gangsta than what you're going to catch tonight on this program. But we keep it underground here. We freestyle, we do skits.
Freestyle, improvisation. In case you don't know, just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody listens to this podcast is smart and knows everything that we're talking about.
Well, I wish we had more, you know, more consistent listeners. We seem to have dropped off, and I want you to encourage you all to come back and listen a time or two again more to the new stuff.
Yeah, I think I can. You know, we got some new stuff. We got some different material. You know, always we can try to keep it real. So, give it another chance. You might have heard something you didn't like, but you know what?
Speaking of fresh, you're listening to Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction program, with Nick Furious and Fran. Stick around, for we have a show for you in store. Yo, my guest tonight is Mr. Beast Pena. I got Elena Roche in the cut as well. We just vibing and thriving and doing our thing. You know what I'm saying? I got some more interesting information, but right now I'm going to get this thing started.
Gifted, but you're just a bunch of retards. When the stroke buzz kid, whenever you do this, man, you couldn't keep keep up with this flow. That's why we, you say we rap too fast, cause it's too much flow for you to handle. We don't rap too fast, you just think too slow. Do this shit and I come cliche, but I hit that with that mode. And I'm not ever, ever afraid. Yes, I can do this shit. Grab the pipe and then I hit it and I behave. Oh, fuck the type. No, the weed gets me hyper. Grab the microphone and fuck it. I'll slap you in the face with your kid's diaper. Get out of this cypher. You can never handle it. I'm just going off the top and yes, I wish I could handle it. And I come a little bit more calmer. Grab the microphone and I just break it down just a little more somber. And yes, I can still do it. Yes, but it's not that I don't do it.
Struggle Club. Yes. On the ground, yes. Yo, thanks out to BP. He's the only MC that can come through for me. I put a post out on Facebook earlier this morning. Anybody wanna be my guest on the podcast, it's on this. You come over, we'll rap and do a thing like smoke it. Chill out like smoke it. What's going on, poke it with some rips and raps. But nobody even responded. They liked that shit and that was nice to fondle it. Like James fondle it. But I didn't know that my only man Beats would be the one to come to the show. Second time, now he's alumni, done it for life. Even if the show disappears, he gon' be here for life. He's like my motherfucking man in the mic. Yeah, the man don't miss. We come back when we fit. Rips and raps and, yeah, I'm John Paxton, shooting in three. Michael Jordan on the court too. But I'm making that motherfucking shit happen to you. Sharpshooter, 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 freestyle, man. What I do to ya every week. Nick Furious, man with no name. Albuquerque, New Mexico. Rips and raps, my fame. Total acclaim. I reclaim what was purely mine. What was mine? Mine. What was mine?
Buckshot.
shot, man, grabbing the slingshot. Yo, Furious, put it on the podcast and make it rock. Big love and props to my man Epic. Band with no name, this shit's gonna be so epic. Like EPMD, my man EPIC and me, we gon' drop another thing to be the P. Bull and my man V should come along, freestyle on this song, and we gonna make it happen, y'all. Come on.
And it happens, it goes down like poop down the poop chute, but fuck it, it ain't brown, yes it's green, cause it's for a baby, shit I'm just being, not making sense, but it's all good, cause we don't even speak better for the ladies when they around, shit we kind of an asshole, but it's all good, cause I grab the microphone and I say face, if I really have to, but fuck it, who really needs to say face when I pop on a mental expression and an artistical expression, creative with what I'm doing, whatever I say, what am I doing, not going off in the head, and it's really not what you're doing, but it's all good, cause I can keep the beat, I can go slow if I want to. Just keep on tempo, just to witness the rhythm. And it's what you can get, it's what you can put together, and it's what you got. Grab the microphone and wish you could drop it like it was hot. Yes, hit my fall back, but when I come, I don't crawl back. I stand up and I stand tall, but you know that you never knew none of that. You don't know what that is, you know we can't step for this kid. Yes, Southwest Representative 505, I don't represent this. Not business, I'm out of the business, I'm too raw for this shit. And whoever hears this, yo, can't even stand up tall to this shit.
At night, better be ready, at night, hiding in the bushes with machetes. At night, you better be ready to play. I'm Freddy in your nightmares, making you pay. At night, better be ready to play. At night, hiding in the machetes to raise. Do it up, yo, Furious MC. BNN, Albuquerque, it's what we be. Giving out the vibe and the fam, but the frequency is different for everybody allotted on this planet. They got it, I got spotted like an owl. So woo-hoo, who be the motherfuckers in my way? I spray not with an AK, spray with your mind frame, spray with my lips, say, open up, here what comes out, diarrhea of it. I don't really care because I'm gonna cook some good muffins. I'm Teddy Ruxpin, so pull my string, yeah. Put it in your mind like it's mine, then zing, zing a zang, zing. I'm hella dope when I grab the microphone. I hit you with my soap and a rope and a fucking sock, man. I ain't no Spock, but live long and prosper. If you gon' fuck with me, I rock. Yo, I jock you like these robot jock fools. Like motherfuckers don't know how to rap like we do. You rap like a mummy. Freestyle insistent, me and Beats Pain, yeah, we get the bitches, but I only need one, it's just a metaphorical part of speech, a participle and a particle. Gah!
Don't break it down like that. You just hit, not like that.
You're listening to Riffs and Raps.
Riddick. Big ups, Ridicule. Chain Smoke Music. Oh, yeah, you ain't never heard this podcast. What we do is freestyle. Okay, we freestyle and make it work. Yeah, Nick Fury is the big jerk with this network. I got my net worth, it's 10 pennies. But I got more than this money, Penny. You're pretty penny makers. Yeah, pantyhose, rustlers, hustlers. Yeah, you motherfuckers can't fuck with these busters. We got it all locked down and simultaneously. Yeah, the synopsis is free of currency. From reoccurring currency. Freestyle, this is off the top of the dome. Never written down with no pen or poem. I don't use paper anymore. I use my brain, motherfucker, and spit raw metaphor.
Raw metaphors. Nick Fury. Beat Pena. Are you curious?
What we put together, just some stamina, crazy shit, then we hit you up like your grandma, cause she needs some money, and we don't need it, grab the microphone, succeed, when we do this shit, not beat it, not repeat it, fuck it, repeat if it's championship, grab the microphone and get repeat, I got that whip, that won't never let go, got that slow, when I come, it's just like, if you need it, like it's some pet road, so get out of the place, so I'll spray you with mace, if I really have to, with these lyrics in your face, yes, and if I spit to you, if I have to. Spit in your face, literally. Don't you get it, stupid? I'm trying to speak literally. If you don't get it, don't understand it. Grab the microphone and, yes, we, handle it like we have to. Do this shit, it's masterful. Grab the microphone and it's always just practical. Who said we're ever coming off really the dopest? Fuck it, we do this shit, yo, and we kick it most of the time. Yes, and we make sense like you don't make sense. Grab the microphone and we put together shit more than 6 cents. 6 cents whenever we get this. Wreck this. Grab the microphone. Yo, Nick Fury, check this. Yo, it's magical, and it's practical. I'ma have to grab a fool and smack a fool. bountiful, bounty. I'm a bounty hunter, Boba Fett, drinking boba tea on a sunny Sunday. Sunny some ways, Thursday, Friday, every single day I'm on the mic on the highway. We fuck it up from New Evo Mex, I flick and flex, I frickity frick ya, bitches, I come to rip ya. Crisscross, like I heard one of them die, man, that's too bad, cause those dudes were dope, right? And Tremaine Dupri probably got all of their money and ran off doing some shit with a brat that wasn't funny, like, ha, yo, sticking it in a pooper. I'm just hypothesizing, it's a hypothetical thing is what I'm trying to say, but I can't muster up the words to say what I want to say. Rips and Raps is my motherfucking baby. I put it in my arms and let it nestle in my baby. Suck upon my titties and lick upon my bosom. Rips and Raps, come on, I'm a heard of. Rips, Raps, yeah, yeah.
When I rap it, it's a spike fat when I'm coming at you. Yo, it's better than your nightcap. It'll leave you out forever. Grab the microphone, no endeavor can talk to me. I do this shit and sometimes I do it sloppily. But whatever, I put it together just like a bunch of pieces. Organized confusion, but I do it, it's not my thesis. And yes, you understand what I said when I rap it. It's fast like glass coming out of a metal. Other piece, but it's all good. What I said is, if you ever heard a beat, you know that I killed it. When it comes to freestyles, I'm unique. Yes, I throw it for the beat, yo, throw it for the people. And then I kick it a little fast, yo, we are all equal. And I spit it off the top, yes, these horns got me hot. Grab the microphone and then I'll never drop it like it's hot. Cause I hold it, yo, my hands can handle molten. Grab this shit and ever when I'm signing, I'm holding. Yes, I could see the light in front of me, do this shit forever. Gotta pass as an experience cause he can come clever. Just like I just killed it, do this shit for always. Grab the microphone and I'm killing it, yes. Always.
This is what we do, we make the music in your mind. Make it sick over your mind, you better make up your mind. Just like the music, you're gonna back and rewind. Get back in the rhyme, hit the music, it's the rhyme. Telling all your people,
there ain't no way up to go. Prevent your nose of faculty, the poison makes you burn. It's only murder, bro, every small animal.
Always give credit for credit.
The only difference is I won't admit I did it. There's a limit as to how far my posse's willing to bend. The son of a burgundy autumn blinds the minds of most men. Vomiting from the quarantine, praying for the end. You can tell by the sense that the venom's sitting in.
Man, I feel like some eggs. I'm gonna whip these motherfuckers up.
We're getting warmed up now.
Alright, I'm sizzling, making the eggs. Come on, people, we gotta make you pay. It's a little something nice today, yeah. You're listening to Rips and Raps, episode 45. We're having so much fun with my guest tonight. Elena left, but she will be here for my eye. And Beast Pena, ripping the flows and beatboxing. Having a great time, he's big like an oxen. But he's boxing you, putting you in a corner. And working the body, it's on, not an order. Out of, I fuck it up, I bring it back. I got much respect for the people and my people got my back. And yo, that's what we do right here. So the Rips and Raps show, everybody open up your ear canal. Let it float inside your subconsciousness. Let it hit your psyche and let it sink on in. So I'm gonna pass the mic to my friend Pete, cause he's gonna tell you why he loves doing what he does.
Grab the microphone, yes, I do that too. And on a regular, I can express myself in open improvisation. But I do this shit and sometimes PlayStation is when I get free. Yes, be silent in my head and it's just the music to the rhythm. And I can carry it in my head, yes, expression always. Grab this shit forever, do this. Always trying to always come clever. And if I come off whack shit, I'll slap myself. Yo, I'll stop myself, cause I don't need none of that. And it's like that, when I come, no spike bat. Instead, I'm shaking your hand, but sometimes it's gotta be like that. I wish I could peace preach, everybody's preaching violence. But it's all good, cause I try to get the middle and fight it. And if I don't come out on top, well at least I preach my message. And it's all good, cause I don't stop, and I'll always go on. And I'll keep on keeping on. If you really wanna hear this, then I can switch the style of the song. And I can give you motivational words to make you forget out about the birds and the bees and the problems that you had. But it's all good, cause you can see me, and you'll have that confidence. Grab the microphone, and you know I never spit no nonsense. Cause whether it's hard or it's soft, I do this shit and I always rock. Always when I'm going off the top with Nick Furious, feeling so inspired.
I wanna whip the eggs up to make myself an omelet. I wanna put in some diced bell peppers and a few onions. OJ, two slabs of bacon, a little bit of sausage and some pancakes, it's no faking. New Mexico style, roll it up into a tortilla. You know I come bigger than Godzilla, Gorilla Manila. I got Manila tone Skinner, but I'm being Skinner, or I'm a professor and
Água de beber, beberá, que nem água de coco. Cheiro de querer, camará, é perfume no corpo. Que nem água de coco, beberá, é perfume no corpo, camará. Pra quem é bem chegado, saravá, pra quem chega cansado, oxalá. Água de beber, beberá, que nem água de coco.
Especially these young boys, these adolescent males, and a lot of them, you know, a lot of them, they kill themselves when they're jerking off. They don't mean to. It just happens. You know about that? Yeah, some of you know. I can tell. Yeah. A lot of people don't know about it. A lot of people never heard of that, you know. It's just one of those things Americans can't handle. We can't handle that. We don't talk about that. It's not on Larry King Live, it ain't on Barbara Walters. You ain't gonna see it in People Magazine, but it's out there, folks. It's out there, and it's extremely common. You just ask any teenage boy you know who trusts you. Ask him what he knows or what he's heard about cutting off your air supply just at the moment you're about to have a sexual release. He'll tell you an interesting story or two. The kids call it scarfing, because some of them use scarves to do it. Well, screw the kid. Just get on the internet. Do it yourself. Google in the words autoerotic asphyxia. Autoerotic asphyxia. It's the practice of cutting off the oxygen to the brain at the last moment during masturbation in order to heighten the orgasm. And when I say common, 1,000 kids a year die this way, okay? 1,000 of them die, so think how many of them are trying to pull this off, if you pardon the little pun that I throw in there, just to lighten the mood. But here's the way it works, apparently. I never tried it. It sounded risky to me. Well, jerking off is all I need. You know what I mean, folks? I ain't trying to double my money. Fuck that shit. Yeah. I just jerk off, wipe off my chest, get up and go to work, you know? Nothing fancy. Nothing fancy at our house. We're simple folks. But here's the way it's supposed to work, and this is why it's such a big attraction in the first place. Apparently, it is true, medically, physiologically speaking, that if you can cut off your air supply, the oxygen to your brain, just at the moment you're about to have an orgasm, the orgasm is about, I don't know, let's say 500 times better, something like that. It's incredibly intense. So, what you got to do is stand up on a chair or a bucket or some kind of thing. You put a rope around your neck and you start jerking off. And while you're pulling your pud, you have to arrange to almost strangle yourself just before you have an orgasm. And by the way, while all this activity is going on, you got to maintain a hard-on, which ain't easy because you might just be getting ready to buy the farm, so you better be fantasizing about someone you really like or something you really like. I don't know what it might be. Maybe getting fucked in the ass by a game warden. Who knows, huh? Hey, I'm not here to judge. We're all different, to each his own. So let's recap. Stand on a chair, rope around your neck, Peter in your hand. Now you have to time it just right so that just before you come, you almost die. And sometimes you miscalculate. You don't know if you're coming or going. And the parents of these kids are too embarrassed to tell the police, so they put the kid's dick away and say he had poor grades. His girlfriend left him. Oh, well, no wonder, lady. Look at his fucking hobbies. Then they blame it on heavy metal, you know. I don't know if you remember that, but from that old incident there, some years back, Judas Priest, of one of the headbanging bands, somebody played a song after that, and they killed themselves, and so they blame suicide on heavy metal. If it's murder, they tend to blame rap these days. But it's never the parents. Do you ever notice this? Parents apparently play no part in the development and outcomes of these kids. Parents, you know, they can raise a kid apparently 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years. If he turns out fucked up, boy, that had nothing to do with that. Must be those kids at the parking lot, hangs around, man. Parents got to be among the most full of shit people in the world. Well, they always have been, top to bottom, front to back. Listen, in fairness, it comes with the job. If you want to be a parent, you got to be full of shit at least half the time. Look at it this way. They have it both ways. If the kid turns out to be a loser, they had nothing to do with that. But boy, if he's a winner, got a scholarship or something like that, man, they're the first ones out there raising their hands trying to take a little credit. It's a nice state of mind if you can talk yourself into believing it.
And welcome to Halftime here on Rips and Raps, the Whistling Dixon program. Have I got a treat for you? I got somebody on the phone with us right now. I believe his name is Corey James Taylor. Corey, are you there?
Michigan. How are you doing, man? I miss you.
So glad to hear from you, Corey. We miss you, too. CT and the Ma, effing mix. Tell us what you're out doing tonight, man. You're doing some Occupy Underground Michigan stuff. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, so what's going on here is I'm filming this band called 2 High Clock. You'd like them. You know, nice little stoner band. Kind of got a little bit of a hippie vibe to it. You know, I'm here with Banshee right now, actually, and they started this thing at Sherman Towns called Wicked Wednesday. And so it's pretty much you just on Wednesday night, you come in, you have fun, you just relax. Wednesday night's not really a big popular crowd place. You know, I mean, it doesn't really draw the crowd, so like they do, you know, cheap music, there's not a lot of live music. So they got live music here on Wednesdays, and they're an awesome band, and trying to get them to go to Illinois, or Jacksonville, Illinois with us.
Oh my gosh, what is going on? How are you out there in Michigan town?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Tell me a little bit about what you do, what you're doing with Corey, or what your role here is in occupying the underground.
Okay, well, I am one of the lead singers of Banshee. We're a 60s cover band, and we have two lead female singers.
Sounds great. Yeah, sorry. That's great. That's what we do. I'm out here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, so we just need to unite on a show. You guys come out here to Albuquerque. We'll come out there to Michigan, and we'll create a bridge, and we'll make all this stuff happen. That's what we're all about. That's why I love Corey. Now, tell us, whoever else is there, tell us your name. Tell us where they can find you, if your band has a website or an email address or wherever the listeners might find your music.
BanshiLive.com. We got Big L, we got
Corey.
This is Derek.
Nice. Derek, you said?
He's the bass keyboard player in our band.
Heck yeah, nice to meet you all. So, again.
He's also an awesome singer. Seriously, I got a great video that I'm getting ready to post of him. It was just one of those perfect ones. Don't need editing or anything. It's really a really hard show. He's a really good singer. I think you'll like it, Nick.
Well, I've always liked screaming. This, well, you've called into Rips and Raps, the Whistling Dixon program. This is a weekly podcast called Rips and Raps. It is on ripsandraps.podomatic.com. I am an MC / singer, songwriter, producer, PR ninja from New Mexico named Nick Furious, and I'm representing what I do every week, which is freestyle rapping, skits, fun, and artists from all over the globe. We're sitting here speaking with artists from Banshee. This, they are in Flint, Michigan, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
All right, so it's not true what they say in Roger and Me. There is still life in Flint. Way to go. Way to talk to you guys. Please come back on the show anytime and send us your music. We'll feature it. We'll let people know what you're up to.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. It's nice to meet you both. All right. Corey, are you still there? So you're working with all these great bands in Flint, man. You just got out there. I'm very proud of you, man. You already set up some roots. Tell us another one of your favorite bands that you've met so far, or artists that you've met since you've been there.
You know, I met a band on Saturday called Sour Jane, and they were absolutely amazing. I brought my camera, I had it in the car. I was like, I'll just check them out. And before I even had a camera, they just, before they started, I was like, hey, what do you want? And they brought me up and they took a shot with me, and a shot that they designed for the night called a Sour Jane.
A Sour Jane, okay.
Awesome. And I took awesome video of these guys. These guys have awesome energy. They were playing at Low Dog.
Nice.
Yeah, and so if you guys are going to check them out on Facebook, because there's a lot of Sour Janes on there, it'll be a black photo with gold lettering. You'll see, like, the trim I'm talking about, really edgy, with the initials SJ on it. So if you guys are checking it out on Facebook, that's where you're going to go find it, Sour Jane. You can also check out Occupy Underground Michigan's page on Facebook or mine, Corey James Taylor. So check me out, see what I'm doing. There's a big show with John Connor from the City Club that I got pictures of. And it's just a really good time. What I do is I go around to the community and I just make sure that everyone knows that there's stuff to do in this town besides watch cable, go to the bars, and get plastered. If you go to the bars, go to the bars and see live music.
Get plastered with your artists. Yes.
Drink at home.
Yeah, get plastered with other people, right? Do it with others when you drink.
What's that?
Drink with others, you know, do it out. You know, hey, go out and drink and have fun, and then don't just sit around at home, you know, and interact.
Yeah, exactly. So we're definitely keeping this going, and what about you, Nick? You said you've got a few projects going.
Still just working on things. Band with No Name's about to go hit up a demo in the studio this upcoming Sunday. We're working on it, bandwithnoname.com. Also coming soon, just uploaded a bunch of great new clips from our last performance at the Dam Bar this last weekend, so search Bandwidth with the BANDWIDTH, bandwidthnoname.com, or just search Band with No Name on YouTube and you'll find those new videos. And doing rips and raps, I got my boy Beats Pena in the house tonight. Elena was a brief guest. And we pushed forward, man. We pushed forward. Got some great gigs coming up. A new drummer in the band, a new DJ, a new energy, and very excited about the future. Hoping to connect with you soon, too, Corey.
Awesome, yes. And speaking of, I got one more person here to introduce. This is Occupy Underground's first employee. She is a photographer, she is a photo editor, she is a promoter. She pretty much, she's my right-hand man so far, and she's a woman so far. Yeah, she's a bitch. You know, give me some.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then, so yeah, you know, and so we're posting a lot more, and now it's going to really free me up to do what my passion is the video.
Well,
because I like to take pictures, but the only thing I really like about pictures is that I get to talk to people. I get to sell myself, I get to interact, I get to hear their story.
Yes.
I think that's kind of why I got into it, you know what I mean? Like, I wanted to know your guys' story out there. And then I wanted to know Good Dreams, and then I wanted to know where Eve was, and, you know, Fast Porn.
Well, you know what, dude? You're a staple here, even though you're not here. We miss you. CT in the house. Corey James Taylor representing and coming to you live from Occupy Underground, Flint, Michigan. We love you, brother. We're hopefully going to connect soon. Thanks for bringing Banshee on. Thanks for telling us about Sour Jane, and congrats for your first employee. Don't fuck it up, man. No more sexual harassment, okay? No more!
No promises.
Love you, buddy. Talk to you soon, man.
You're listening to Rips and Raps, episode 45 on the Rips and Raps Radio Network.
Automatic.com. I got music that's coming, so bomb. Got guests, got flavors, couple skits coming up. Everybody better be ready to taser, phase the major. Listening up, we ripping it up, ripping the cut. Got my man Beats, he about to introduce a way to get down and lose weight and just drink juice. Cranberry.
Right here on that podcast. Ain't no fucking around.
Right.
The truth right here. You listening? It's the truth. Best podcast in the whole world.
That's right. Rips and Raps, stroking our own cock since 1995. Or, well, actually, 2012. But, you know.
Who cares about Rich Eisenberg?
Who cares? I don't care about any Heisenberg or Eisenberg.
You think and do a little mess. Nah, I'm joking about the mess part, but everything else, I meant it.
Yes, cause it's the real thing, that methadone, yes, it hits so hard, yes, it hits so hard in the street. My God, I mean, Breaking Bad, seriously, that's for real, but I mean, in the street, though, it's not that real, and it's not that cool. I mean, seriously, what do you do, grab the microphone and, not trying to act cool, fuck, raising awareness. My lyrics to speak, do this shit, and I don't even try to teach. I just keep reaching to my mind, speak what I gotta say, with everything on top, and I always gotta relay. Stronger message, positive message, yes, and we getting it, all the time. Whatever we do, Nick Furious, beat, yes, guess time to do. That's what you get, don't ever regret, tuning in. We'll give you something dope next, but now it's time to mellow out. Now it's time to scream and shout. Kill the news. Kill the news. Take it. Come out.
Never really say in your own type of world, because we live in a conventional society built up of race.
Hello,
okay.
This is Dr. Klon. You are listening to Rips and Raps with Nick Fury and Friends, a podcast of extraordinary magnitude.
Yo, yo, big up, epic beat, BNN, right here on this beat. Come on. If you like it, what you hear, when you're gonna go, you better get up on your podcast and download. It's gonna be that new single. I got jingles, I'm on the rooftop, fit a four and sprinkles.
Pop it in your mouth, yes, pop it in your mouth. That's what I told her last night, yes, Costa Rica sessions, yes, not off that blow, but yes, we are always blessed.
Oh, we ain't no gluttons. But we like the punishment when you're pushing the button. I'm never frontin', I'm just curmudgeon, I'm old school and pissed off. The furious MC ready to lift off.
Open engine, fuck it, I commit him. Seven cities, yes I get him, on the regular, good rhythm. What do you like about that? I'm not no smiling cat, no test iron, but I do come with fat rap.
Yeah you do, Beats, you got some fat rap, some dope noises from your mouth like you eat boxing, scratch, cats get back. Up, yo, if you don't like what we're saying, that's why Rips and Raps is so much fun if we get to be playing.
Yes, we just give you the middle finger, because we don't give a fuck. Yes, it's almost like real speech, you can't comprehend it, what the fuck? And it's like that, whenever we bring it, we can sing it, but we better bring it.
Better bring it, middle finger, listen, yo, if she just said it, and I'ma repeat it. Repeat offender, repeat, repeat, repeat offender, peek and repeat, we're in a boat with a bartender.
I'm not a drug dealer, I'm a drug user, abuser, on the regular, yes, I'm a user, said it once before, I'm just joking, filling in my four bars, and I always come, and I hit you for.
I like regular, I like to keep it secular, put me on the microphone with butt naked and secular, I don't know what that means, I made it up as I'm going along, that's right, I love to sing another singing song.
We take it to different degrees, and not talking about college, yes, you can't see me when we're rocking that knowledge, and it's like that, don't even try to fight back, yes, I had to say it again, but Nick Fury is coming right back.
I came right back like the second time, Beats, this is on the program, it's second time, he says I'm alumni, he's alumni, but alumni, I got a bum knee and a bum. I'm talking, I'm passing a microphone, I'm like a magpie.
You know I'm gonna rock that sticker, I'll give it to Morilla. Riddick will probably take one, so I'll take one more. Is that cool, bro?
Take it.
I knew you were gonna say yes.
And now, on The Real Scoop, starring Nick Fury.
It's an
tonight's program, we discuss Jodi Arias and her sentencing. We also discuss chemtrails and their harmful effect on humankind and the weather. So sit down, relax, and enjoy The Real Scoop, starring Nick Furious. Enjoy it for yourself. And your host, Nick Furious. Nick?
Thank you, Nick. On this evening's program, I have a specialist here to talk about chemtrails. But first, we'll talk briefly about Jodi Arias, the Arizona woman who was accused of killing her boyfriend. Changed her story, and apparently it was self-defense. I didn't buy it. Bitch was sentenced years for first-degree murder, and she deserved it. Excuse me, and that's not very news-like of me. Anyway, well, putting that aside, yay, justice. I would like to bring on our amazing guest tonight to talk about chemtrails. His name is Mr. Pena. Hello, Mr. Pena.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, yes, good. I hear you have a really good understanding of chemtrails. Tell us more.
Well, yes, I do this in my part-time and in my full-time. I actually study the sky, so that's why it's so convenient. And
so what's the deal? People say that the government or some conspiratorial group is spraying the sky with aluminum and, you know, these barium and strontium. What is the founding of this? What's the standing?
Well, you know what? It's actually happening, but these people, you know, they don't understand. I don't know what's wrong with them. They look in the sky and you see the trails. Mm-hmm. Like, I work outside all day, and so there's one plane and it passes, and there's another plane and it passes.
And they leave a residue, right? Some kind of a
yeah, it's like
smoke or something.
He does say more.
Fucking look at the skies, people. Riffs and Raps, brought to you in part by... Fuck you, there's a... Shit, they're spraying it right now! Look, there it is! See? You gotta have that. Okay, so it's... A normal contrail would be dissipating, but already it's still building. It's there in the sky. There's a plume of smoke. There's another plane. Look, they're marking the sky. Isn't that crazy? It's like these streaks. And they come together and they form big clouds.
Yeah, I do landscaping, and I'm out day, and I see planes going across, leaving their trails, and it's not like a normal cloud. Clouds, you know.
No. Thank you, Beats. Educate yourself, people. Go check out a couple of cool movies. What in the world are they spraying, and why in the world are they spraying? Both documentaries are great. What in the world are they spraying, and why in the world are they spraying? YouTube it, it's free. You gotta get on it before it's just too late. And we're living in a place where the world has no more environment. Choking on some shit, with a handkerchief above my face so I can get to the store. I can't see no birds no more. The people in the people are so diseased, and there's no more things like living in the sea. Everything's dead. And that's what happens when you don't take care of your environment. It's our own backyard, why don't we give a shit? I'm sick and tired of the government and whoever fucking with me and shit. I'm serious, man, you people know it's so obvious, yo. Monsanto trying to put people out of business, so you got the agro crop and you make all the money, man. I need a big old cop. Bust your ass and beat you to the pulp. Fuck you motherfuckers, man, you jaw like a colt. You damn sick and insane in the brain. Tell them why you hate these motherfucking dumbass white men.
Blame it on the vodka. I'm just being honest. I write a script to make you flip and feel a little nice.
Oh,
conscious of the times and I'm sick of all the nonsense. The beating is misleading and it's past the point of toxic. I'm not just never cautious, so attention beats the monster. Not responsive, how they want you always playing on your conscience. Call it generation apocalypse, cause all I see is zombies. And the way they keep you planted reminds me of the botanist. Hungry for the dough, all they see is profit. The rats for them mean nothing, that's what they wipe their crotch with. Frank, and you're still praying to their crosses. Help you rise to fame, then watch you pull the rockets.
Yo, that happens.
Yo,
they don't give a shit about you or me or anybody else. They just care about the bottom line, the profits. I don't know
how if it's... Let it happen. Oh. How did it happen like this? You pretended it isn't there, but poverty exists. Education's not the shit. To me, it's common sense. I blame the 1%. How could you let it happen? How did it get to this? You pretended it isn't there, but poverty exists. Education's gone to shit. To me, it's common sense. I blame the 1%. How could you let it happen? How did it come to this? You pretend it isn't there, but poverty exists. Education's gone to shit. To me, it's common sense. I blame the 1%.
Yeah. If you wanna know what's happening, you just gotta look out your soul. Put your cell phone down, look up to the sky. Turn off the TV, get up and do something nice. Quit drinking the water out the sink, and you gotta figure out what's going down. It ain't your tank. You can light it on fire. It's nasty. They don't give a shit. There's no EPA standards. Barack Obama, he's like the rest. They don't give a shit about us, man. They just trying to push on the chest. Give us implants and chips to make us all a part of the same Obamacare system. Look, I'm a Democrat, and I believe once, but I don't really care. Because it's all just a way to divide us, like dividing a hair, splitting a hair, chasing a rabbit down a hole, a portal of love. Yeah, I'm just sick and tired of wearing the gloves because it fits so perfect, and OJ was obviously guilty the first time. And 18 years later, or whatever, when he gets busted again, that dumbass motherfucker, you should have stayed home all the time. You know what, you know, it's like...
Everything comes to this. You pretended it's a fair, poverty exists. Education's gone to shit. To me, it's common sense. I blame the 1%. How could you let it happen? How did it come to this? You pretend it isn't there, but poverty exists. Education's gone to shit. To me, it's common sense. I blame the 1%. I blame the 1%. I blame the 1%.
Dancing alone all by himself. His name is Pete Peña. Pete dances alone because he feels like he loves himself more than anyone else. Tell us what you will dance tonight, Pete.
Yo voy a bailar el baile de amor.
Yo, del amor.
Yo.
Sí, yo, yo.
Yo quiero demostrar que yo tengo pasión en ritmo.
Ritmo del baile. Del baile, las chicas y buenas nalguitas, potatas y patitas.
Oh. Patitas y los vegetales.
Estoy emocionado, lo siento, mi amigo.
Que muchos, muchos cajones.
Muchos cajones. So you like, he says in English, he says he likes to dance alone with his big cojones. Because that is why he is a man who loves the passion of life. We are going to watch him do the foxtrot all alone. If you'll please take your place. And... empieza! Oh, the spinning is so nice. Ooh, the spinning is so nice. Ooh, this guy can really do some salsa. Speaking of salsa, this show is brought to you by El Pinto Salsa. It's the shit. No, literally, it tastes like shit. It tastes like poop. El Pinto Salsa. El Pinto. Yeah, it tastes like shit. Thank you for joining us on the show about dancing. Amor, pasión, y sticking your finger in tu culo muy profundo. Okay. We'll see you next week. Hopefully you'll have your finger out of your butt by then.
Oye, este es puto.
Hey, oye. Oye, ¿cómo? You're listening to Rips and Raps, where we have no standards, no boundaries, and really we know no... well, we know nothing. We know no man has gone where we've gone before. We got it on the floor. That's why we gotta get up. I spit up, I get up, man. I'm doing my exercises. Yeah, it's good for my core. I'm feeling better in the middle and the center, too. I'm a minotaur divided between two dimensions and a portal of grace and confluent behavior with a cretinistic creatine substance.
You're based off your hustle. You're just fronting. You come up to nothing. It's not something. And you don't get it. You can never be wise like us. Because wise men know that they know nothing. Do you really get that? Or did it go over your head? I'm sure it probably did. Yo, most of what I said. I'm just kidding. Yo, I'm just being an asshole. I'm like that.
But shit, I come and I give it to you real, and it's like that. Yes, I say it all the time, and I'm not gonna say I'm gonna keep it 100, cause I really keep it 100 all the time, so saying it is just stupid. Really? Who doesn't keep it? And if they gotta say it, then they probably don't keep it. When I get off that subject, the music kicks in, grabbing a microphone, and sometimes I often sin, and it's just not what I'm used to, but it's all good, cause I bruise crews that come and try to step to me, and they don't know who I am. Yes, it's Beast from the 505 representing TZ, a little Muertos stuff in here, and I can come, and I can mention, say some stuff in Spanish, but I keep it simple, keep it in the native language, and I always cause ripple effects when I come in the scribble the set. When I do this, it's never a Mitchell and Ness, cause I'm never coming off the top, I always stay permanent, and it's just me always rocking with the furious, cause we're kicking it freestyles, and he's always getting so cold with the soulful with it. Gosh, you gotta love it, freestyle improvisation, and it's over.
Think I go, but I picked him up. Yeah, I had to walk around with my big old butt in my narguita. Bueno, bienitas. It's really nice and suavecita. Yo, you wanna mess with me? I'm about to call me amiga Rita or mi amigo. I don't even know what that means, yo, dudo. I make it up like I'm muy profundo. That means real deep. I don't really know. I'm an incestuous bastard on the microphone. I creep, making it up in my sleep for you. That was the best transition ever. That was episode 45. I hope you've enjoyed every rip-roaring, rocking, and rad rap. That was badass. Beat Pena, my guest tonight.
Nick, serious. You're the man, bro.
Dude, you did a great job. Give me a hug, dude. That shit was bad, bro. That was what it was about. Just two dudes in a room with a microphone doing hip-hop. And no, just without... And the girl earlier, she was here to see it, was just for business. Professional.
Yeah, business as
usual. Music. So... We're really excited. That was a great show. We had CT on the mix, in the mix as well, from Flint, Michigan. Again, this is episode 45. I think we need to name it. So think while we're talking here.
45. Just name it 45.
45?
Yeah.
That's right, because it's 45 and we talk some Espanol. That's right, episode 45. Para los gentes sin oído. I don't know. Who can't hear? Deaf people, get down. All right, check it out. Band with no name. Going to be playing at an amazing private event coming up soon, but we also have La Vega Lounge, which is on the Rio Grande in the South Valley. Band with No Name playing there on the 24th of this month that we're in right now. It's going to be a Friday night, La Vega Lounge, Band with No Name. Also, check us out on YouTube. Search Band with No Name and see our great new videos. My buddies are doing... Okay, so my friend Mike... Michael Perez has a movie that he is going to be casting, and there the actual casting call for anyone who's interested in auditioning for this movie. It is a non-SAG sanctioned event, but there may be some pay. That's going to be happening this weekend, May 11th and May 12th. Let me tell you a little bit more about where that is. That's going to be happening at the Soul Acting Academy at 5500 San Mateo Boulevard. Right across from Cliffs on the opposite side. May 11th, 3:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. May 12th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Dogs in the studio, not allowed. Again, come by. Applicants on a first-come, first-served basis. Prepare a short monologue to do and bring your physical copy of resume and headshot this Saturday and Sunday if you want to be in the movie. All right, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be it's like a film noir project. It's going to be really, really cool. In addition, I want to send some shout-outs to everyone who's been on this program, everyone who continues to come back to support Occupy Underground Radio. I want to send a shout-out to my mom, Linda, literally, who is literally in New Mexico visiting. I love you, Mom, and I'm glad that you could come visit. Super happy that the world is seeming to be in a good place. You know, the Band with No Name for me feels good, and I don't mean to brag, but we're doing some good things. Come check us out. We're also playing at the Dam Bar June 15th, so it's coming up. But keep an eye on us. We got some dopeness happening. I want to thank you all for listening tonight. The show, 45, episode 45, can be seen at riffsandraps.podomatic.com or at blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. Please share with anyone that you know. Stay tuned next week. We're going to have some great guests. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited. I'm really excited, man. This show, again, sponsored in part by Continent Inn. Continent Inn. Yes, Continent Inn. Adult diapers for those who can't hold it no longer. That's where Beats keeps going. He keeps having to pee. He's like really old and he can't hold it. So he needs the doll diapers, is what I'm trying to sell you. He's like a dirt, dude. He's so old, he's dirty. But I honestly think it's very important to come back next Wednesday when we're going to have some fun stuff, including dead celebrity endorsements and Benjamin Franklin, dog. So, you know, I got some great things planned out. We have some great guests in town. Come back.
Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction Program. Thank you, Dr. Klon, for stopping by. Thank you, Beats Pena, for stopping by, man.
Awesome.
Tell him if you got any shows coming up.
Actually, I got a couple things coming up. I'll have something coming out soon. But anyways, I'm going to be performing at, I know it hasn't been announced yet, but as far as I know, I'm performing at the Mic Club 11, hosted by Sack One, Desert Bandits.
Nice.
Shout out them. That's cool. Launchpad, it's going to be fun. so... always competitions, always fun. And then, oh, I'm doing Busy Lips in July, and that's a beatbox competition. So I'm going to share this a whole bunch, and y'all know, if you're beatboxers, if you're listening to this, hit up Gabriel Herrera, Lumps 1, if you want to enter the battle. You still got time to enter the battle. It'll be held at the South Broadway Cultural Center. That's in Albuquerque. And Off of Broadway, right?
Right. Yeah, it is.
Off of Broadway. And it'll be, I'm pretty sure it's going to be an all-ages event. So, you know, bring the kids. It'll be fun. Good fun, good music, beatbox competition, Ambitious Visions represent. So.
Ambitious Visions. What up, Lumps?
Yeah. My homie Lumps came through and he's putting that together. So,
well,
shout him out as well. And dude, Nick Fury is just cool. Riddick, I've been working on a new project.
Riddick,
I have beats from him. And hey man, keep it moving.
Keep it.
Thanks, Nick, for letting
me. Yeah, dude. Anytime you want to come back, dude. This guy, I said, the only one who heeded the call when I put it out on Facebook. Big ups to anyone who considered it, of course. But I just love when an MC takes the challenge. You're listening to Rips and Raps. Good night, episode 45. We now bring you the
45.
Exactly. 45. Like I'm from Spain. We now bring you the 30-minute rap workout in 5 minutes or less. It's the opportunity for UMCs to get up off the couch and rap over
and
this instrumental.
Thanks for all the sound effects.
Oh, it's already over. We talked so long. Never mind, we'll see you next week,
bitches. As well as www.grsite.com. Thanks.